DW.
A thin tube of filter paper is being mechanically filled with a greeny-brown herbal powder. It's dried sweet woodworm, a green leafy shrub originally from China. As each dose is dropped in, the machine seals and cuts off a little pocket, and out comes a ready-to-use tea bag enough to brew one cup of tea. Each tea bag contains 1.7 grams of Artemisia annua, the scientific name for sweet woodworm. The plant is used to cure malaria.
So when you're taking 3 cups a day to cure malaria, you're taking 5.1 grams, just over 5 grams, which is okay. It's better to have too much than not enough.
C'est pas grave. C'est toujours mieux trop peu.
Pierre Van Damme, an agricultural engineer from Belgium, is operating the machine. He works for the French NGO House of Artemisia that's already got bases in 31 African countries. They want to make the shrub more widely available as a cure for malaria, so the leaves can be taken as a tea or in capsules following a specific dosage.
Voilà, avec l'Artemisia.
With Artemisia, we are sure that after 2 days the fever has dropped, and after 4 days there are no traces left of malaria, and after 7 days parasites that are stocked in the liver, the gametocytes, have completely disappeared.
Despite rapid malaria diagnostic tests being around for several years, overtreatment of malarial drugs still takes place in Africa. Overtreatment happens when a person who doesn't have malaria is given anti-malarial drugs unnecessarily, for instance, when they have malaria-like symptoms, like a fever. For many years, malaria treatment in Africa has relied on drugs like chloroquine, sulfadoxine combined with pyrimethamine and quinine. But due to overuse, resistance to some of these drugs has developed, which meant new treatments had to be found. The currently recommended first-line anti-malarial drugs are artemisinin-based combination therapies, known as ACTs, and they're not cheap. Artemisinin comes from Artemisia, the sweet woodworm shrub. A growing number of scientists, health practitioners and researchers like Pierre are convinced that using the entire Artemisia leaf rather than just an extract could play a key role in wiping out malaria.
We recommend the entire use of the plant because it's proven that the entire plant as a whole, with its 200 active substances that work in synergy, fight all the parasites found in the blood and therefore malaria.
Tout le parasite qui se trouve dans le sang, donc du paludisme.
Pharmaceutical companies have been using Artemisia to produce anti-malaria medication for years. In 2015, a Chinese pharmaceutical chemist won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for rediscovering the benefits of the plant that's been used for centuries in traditional Chinese medicine. But the World Health Organization so far advises against using just the plant as a herbal remedy. Instead, it prescribes it as an ACT. Since 2000, malaria mortality rates have declined by 60% globally, according to the WHO. In Senegal, there are less than 300,000 malaria patients today, compared to 700,000 10 years ago. Dr. Aliou Ngaye from the National Malaria Control Programme says it's due to a national health policy that gives out free medication and distributes mosquito nets.
If today Senegal is on the cusp of pre-elimination of the disease, it is because clearly the tools we've used over 15 or 20 years are effective and remain effective.
He has mixed feelings about resorting to Artemisia as a cure for malaria without conducting further research on it.
It is a plant that has these virtues, but we are in public health and in Senegal we manage a population of 14 million people. It's a lot, the stakes are important, so we should really ensure the safety of these products before distributing them at the national level.
Artemisia annua doesn't naturally grow in Africa, but its cousin, the Artemisia afra, does. However, the African variety contains other active substances than artemisinin. Because both varieties contain some 200 active substances that, when used together, have the same effect as artemisinin, the House of Artemisia uses the entire leaves of both varieties in its tea bags. It actually grows both plants in Tivaouane, north of Dakar. The shrubs are planted in neat rows and have reached hip height. Karim Sankare is an agronomist at the site. He and two colleagues take care of a 4-hectare plot. That's around 8,000 plants combined.
Les qualités médicinales se trouvent surtout dans les feuilles.
The medicinal properties are in the leaves in particular. The seeds are harvested in order to have plants for the next season. We primarily cultivate for the leaves and we prefer the larger plants that have more leaves.
Nous cultivons avant tout pour les feuilles et nous préférons des plantes qui sont beaucoup plus grandes, qui donnent plus de feuilles.
The plants grow quickly, he says. When they reach around 1.20 meters in height, they're harvested.
Dans tout ce que vous voyez aussi, il y a aussi de...
Everything that you can see here contains artemisinin and active substances, so we will cut them in 2 to 3 weeks.
Dans 2 semaines ou 3 semaines comme ça.
Dried leaf artemisia has cured people of malaria, according to a study conducted in the Congo and in the United States in 2017. Drunk as a tea, 18 people suffering from severe malaria were cured after the usual drugs didn't work. The WHO office in Brazzaville has since decided to study the possibilities of this Chinese plant and the African variety that grows on the continent. Sister Mary Emily Diouf, a trained midwife, runs the Catholic Health Centre in Popongin, a village outside Dakar. The short woman pushes her glasses back up her nose and peers into a cauldron that's set on an open fire in the backyard. A thick golden mixture bubbles loudly.
I've already poured in the aloe vera, and now there just remains the leaves. There are different types. There's eucalyptus, mango leaves, and artemisia there on the back.
She first started prescribing artemisia for malaria 3 years ago after a workshop on medicinal plants when she was posted further inland in Djourbel, a town where malaria is more common. The plants were more effective than the artemisinin-based combination therapies, the ACTs, she says.
I realized that of all the patients I treated, I didn't use quinine, solutes or ACTs. I didn't use them. I used artemisia, and I didn't need to do any infusions.
Quinine is typically used when there is a suspicion of resistance to chloroquine, a drug used to treat or prevent malaria. It's administered by a 4-hour intravenous infusion. Some patients just didn't want to be pricked with needles. Other times, the health centre was overcrowded. Patients came to her asking about the plant, and she soon found that's all she was using to treat them, despite having the medication in stock.
Yes, I had them at hand, but I didn't use them. And in the end, I returned the ACTs, because I supposed that ACTs are derivatives of artemisia. So, to me, it was better to use the raw plant.
Aware that people often prefer a herbal or traditional treatment, Dr. Alioune Gay says the National Control Programme sometimes advises traditional healers on the best course of treatment.
We understand that sometimes the population will resort to a more therapeutic route. So we also try to have frank collaborations with healers. So if they are in over their heads, or they do not have the tools required to take care of patients, they'll refer them to the appropriate health structures.
Senegal is working towards eradicating malaria by 2030. It's doing this thanks to huge subsidies from, notably, the Global Fund, a partnership between governments, civil society and the private sector. In January this year, Senegal received €32 million for the next 2 years to fight malaria. While drugs are available free of charge in the country, access to them can take time in remote villages or if health centres are overcrowded. The advantage of artemisia is that it can be planted anywhere and its dried leaves can be used as an efficient herbal remedy. With more studies underway, the positive results so far suggest that the ancient Chinese herb could boost Senegal's aim to wipe out the disease. In other malaria-prone countries like the Congo, Benin or Burkina Faso, some communities are already opting for natural remedies like artemisia instead. For DW, Emmanuel Landais in Dakar, Senegal. DW.